Charlemagne the God suggests Biden has dementia. I saw him talking to a ghost. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 21, 2023. Radio host and author Charlemagne the God suggested that President Joe Biden has dementia during Friday's The Breakfast Club radio show. I saw him talking to a ghost, Charlemagne said, while a co-host argued the President of the United States has dementia. Don't y'all think it's ambitious of Biden to be announcing his future plans? Charlemagne asked, to which co-host DJ Envy responded by saying, do you think he should be tested before he's able to announce that he should be able to run? Watch below. After being asked by another guest tested for what? DJ Envy immediately said, dementia. Have you seen something that suggests that he has dementia? Former MSNBC host Tiffany Cross asked. To which DJ Envy responded, yes, before Charlemagne interjected, proclaiming, I saw him talking to a ghost. The radio host could have been referring to an incident in late September, when Biden mistakenly gave a shout-out to a Republican Congresswoman Representative Jackie Walorski, who died on August 3. DJ Envy, whose real name is Rashawn Casey, continued, saying, yeah, he was talking to a ghost. He forgets a lot, there's times where he looks confused, doesn't know where he's walking. They write things on his hand and on napkins so he knows. After Charlemagne noted that Biden had forgot someone's name, former CNN commentator Angela Rye pushed back, insisting, that's normal. No, it's not, Charlemagne said, to which Rye said, yes it is, it's very normal. DJ Envy interjected, adding, but he spoke to a ghost, he spoke to a person that wasn't there. Would you rather have Biden with dementia, or Trump with all of his issues? Cross asked, to which Charlemagne responded, they're two wings on the same bird. Elsewhere in the discussion, Charlemagne implored Cross and Rye to be honest for a second and admit they don't want to see Biden run for re-election. The group eventually agreed that a presidential candidate should be mentally evaluated before assuming the highest office in the land. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.